I'm going to try a little exercise here this morning with you. I want you all to think of an animal. For those of you that aren't thinking of an animal, then I'll say, don't think of an animal. And now I know you all are thinking of an animal. So the animal you just thought of in your mind, was it a dog? If it was a cat, you're out. And so are those who thought maybe of an elephant or some other animal. It's a dog. So then the next question is, what breed was the dog? If you're thinking of a small breed, you're out. Are you thinking of your dog or a dog you had in childhood? If you are, then you are out. Was that dog from a book? If it's not from a book, you're out. Was it Clifford the big red dog? Was it Clifford the big red dog from the book, the PBS cartoon series, or the live action movie? Was it Clifford as a puppy? Because that's the dog I was thinking of. We started out with a simple question and used our imagination a little bit, and quickly, everyone had a different thought. Even if you were thinking of the same dog as a person next to you, because you're both maybe thinking of your dog at home, you have different memories of that dog and from different points of view, for you're thinking of that dog at different times and different places. There's a question that comes up today. The Pharisees and the Sadducees have very different views about what happens after we die. The question coming forward really is, where will you spend eternity if you die today? Our Protestant brothers and sisters are very good at asking this question. And oftentimes, we don't have an answer. The Pharisees and the Sadducees, assuming they don't have bad motives, they are both trying to do what was best for the people. We do know they had some bad motives occasionally. They have completely opposite views on what happened after death. If you thought about the question, where will you spend eternity if you die today? Be serious, think about it. We all have different images of where that is. Some of us might think, I'm going to hell. And I hope not. There is always hope in the salvation and grace of Jesus on the cross, through the Eucharist, and through reconciliation. Some of us may even have the false impression that there is no place like that, that a God who loves would not allow that. But God, in true love, is not one to force himself on us. If you don't want God's love, you can separate yourself from God for all eternity. Think, where will you spend eternity if you died today? Some think purgatory, getting to heaven, but in need of some cleansing of the soul to enter into full union with God. We do have accounts of Jesus praying for the dead and raising them up. So there must be some transitional place between heaven, earth, and for those who would benefit from that place. Job offered sacrifice for his children, and in Maccabees, we read again the sacrifices offered for the dead. We often, as a church, pray for the souls in purgatory. I have three specific people that I pray for, and I do it often. The first person I often pray for is the person who has been in purgatory the longest. The second person I often pray for would be the person that I would be least likely to pray for. I don't know who that is, but I pray for that person. Maybe because of a bias or a bigotry I have in my life, I might not pray for that person. And so not knowing who it is somehow makes it easier for me to pray for them. And the third soul that I often pray for is the one who has most recently arrived in purgatory. Jesus affirms that all prayer is good, and if someone doesn't receive it, it will come back to us. Think, where will you spend eternity if you died today? Most of us, hopefully, think of heaven, the beatific vision, being in the presence of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus tells us that in his Father's house, there are many rooms or many houses, but we know that we will be there in love and joy of the Lord. Jesus does describe both heaven and hell, but each and every one of us still has a different image in our head of what that may look like. We know hell is the eternal separation from God, in whom alone man can possess life and happiness for which we were created. We know that heaven is eternal life with God, communion of love and life with the Trinity and all the blessed who have gone before us, a state of supreme and definitive happiness, the goal of the deepest longings of humanity. That's right out of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. No wonder Paul describes life as a race and a competition. We are striving toward the goal of our eternal life. We are striving at all times in every action we do. Not just on Sunday when we're in church or Christmas and Easter, but outside those doors, in the parking lot, in the community, at work, in the home, in the store. Our goal is to be in heaven, and while here on earth, to bring as many people as we can with us. Pray for each other.